On this student spotlight during University at Albany Week, imagining a future together can have big benefits for a relationship. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Zoe Fowler, PhD candidate in the Gaiser Lab, explains what brings about this connection.
Imagination is fundamental to human development and well-being. New research suggests it may also play a key role in supporting closer relationships with others. From the mundane decisions of what to make for dinner to the consequential choices of where to live, we imagine and feel out possible future events together. Yet previous research has not studied the act of imagination as a co-creative social process. To explore this question, our research team conducted two experiments investigating imagination as a collaborative process in which individuals co-create shared representations of future events together, what we're calling collaborative or co-imagination. Participants were grouped into pairs and asked to imagine future events in as much detail as possible, either collaboratively or independently in a separate room. A third group of participants engaged in general social collaboration by either playing a game together or describing events in a photograph. The results revealed that collaboratively imagining a shared future increased social connection compared to imagining a shared future independently or general social collaboration. Furthermore, participants who collaboratively imagined considered their partner's thoughts and feelings more often, suggesting that imagination can support shared understanding in new relationships. The next step is to investigate imagination in existing close relationships. For example, how does the way that couples imagine the future together predict intimacy, trust, and longevity over time? Our future, the hopes, dreams, and obstacles it may bring, is not ours alone to imagine. We actively co-create with others, and in doing so, become closer and more connected.
That was Zoe Fowler of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.